T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think that Landry Jones could be a backup, very serviceable. Cardale Jones, I would say, would be very good until he threw 4 interceptions yesterday. That's something we'll continue to talk about. We'll talk to Ryan Wood about that momentarily. You know who is an XFL fan is our friend Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com, MLB.com. Adam watched a little XFL this weekend. How are you?
Adam.
No, not this weekend, but I think I watched it like the first weekend, and by a little, I mean like a little, but I thought the presentation of it was really entertaining.
That's enough. You're considered a diehard.
Yeah.
Just with that alone, that right? You're considered a diehard. Yeah.
Okay. If I've watched 15 minutes, I'm a diehard.
Yep. That's all it takes. Now I've watched every game.
All 4 games?
Yeah. Okay. Well, besides when we were at the All-Star game, I missed that one. So I've watched all games but one. And I'm considered the same amount of fan as Adam.
I'm intrigued by, like, the presentation of it. And it's a little bit like spring training, actually, because they do those in-game interviews. And that's exactly what we do, as you guys know. When the guy leave, you know, when the starters leave the game or the we're in the clubhouse, like, during the game. So it's a little bit like the XFL here in spring training.
I'll tell you what. I put the XFL on for maybe 5 minutes yesterday, but I was intrigued at all the conversation that was going on from the booth down to the sidelines with the quarterback. I mean, that is intriguing, but once the play is underway, it's like Akron versus
Adam McKelvey.
Northern Illinois.
Hey, so it's just that's also just like spring training.
Yeah. All right, I want to get to the Brewers' rotation here. Bart and I were just talking about the rotation here. I feel like after Brandon Woodruff shows over for this rotation, I mean, when I hear about Adrian Houser being my number 2 starter, please.
Look, it is, it's again, we've talked about it like with the whole team, that the Brewers think they're better than you think they are as a team. David Stearns has been, I mean, they're pretty clear about that now. I think it's the same on the pitching. You can read in my story, I sort of talked about that 4/5 of their potential opening day rotation was on the mound for an inning apiece yesterday, and now we get Brandon Woodruff today. And Craig Counsell said he thinks it's as solid as they've been in his tenure in terms of starting pitching. He's really excited about the guys they have and the numbers and the depth they have, because you know it's not going to take 5, it's going to take 8 or 9 at least. And he says it's the best they've been. So, you know, again, it's like the perception of this team is that the rotation's not very good. Craig Counsell thinks they're good. And Craig Counsell is not a guy who just said stuff because it's, you know, he's trying to do PR for the team. He doesn't do much of that. So he legitimately thinks that they're good. And you kind of look guy by guy. Brett Anderson is a player, when healthy, very good. Josh Lindblom is a player who they think is just a totally different guy than when he last pitched in Major League Baseball. He's got 2 new pitches. He's got all this experience from Korea. David Stearns keeps calling him one of the best pitchers in the world over the last couple of years. And then Eric Lauer is a guy, a left-hander who's got some stuff. I mean, he's got a good fastball, and he's got 4 years of control, I think it is. And then Adrian Houser, you talk about, you know, number 2. It's certainly not established, but the Brewers are very high in Adrian Houser, although I think they're a little cautious about talking about it too much because they were so high on Corbin Burnes and Freddie Peralta last year, and that blew up. So I don't know what to say other than the Brewers think that they have better pitching than you and maybe I and everyone else think they do.
Man, I just think as spring training goes on, the worst I feel about the Brewers and having a success this year. I hope I feel better. I hope they prove me wrong, but I'm feeling worse as the spring training is going on here and thinking some of these guys are relying on.
It's definitely a team that's about numbers versus about like the big names that you see on the list. I mean, they've got some big names. Let's not undersell the fact that they do have some good players. They just don't, you know, those are guys who are here. You know, it's Christian Yelich and Lorenzo Cain and Keston Hira. It's not like this big new pickup. A lot of teams at this time of year are, everybody's really excited about the new guy, and the Brewers have lots of new guys, 15 new players on major league deals, but it's not, there's not like a huge name on there that everybody's like really fired up about in spring training. So it's, you know, again, it's, they're trying to do this in a different way. They are not like building a team in the traditional fashion, and it's just going to be a test of whether this model can work and whether they can compete. Again, they seem very certain that they're going to be a good team this year, and it's kind of a test of whether they're right.
Brewers.com, MLB.com, Adam McKelvey joining us, Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. That they've said the same thing. No matter who asks them the question, I know you guys have talked to Stearns quite a bit. We had him on last week. You know, it's the same answers. It's we feel good about this team. We feel good about these guys. From the outside, again, you got Christian Yelich. You got this MVP. You should be building forward. They have taken the step back, at least in payroll. But they, at least what they are saying publicly is that they really do believe they've got a better team than a year ago. So they are so adamant about this that if it doesn't work out, I mean, I wonder what then the repercussions will be. Because if this doesn't work out, Mark Stearns, they are on record. They really think that we're all going to have egg on our face come September. But if it doesn't work out, I mean, then I think you got to reevaluate this whole sort of way that they are trying to win baseball games and the way they're doing the whole operation.
Look, I think that's fair. And the one thing I would say is maybe one of the reasons they seem so adamant is that we keep asking. They keep getting asked over and over and over because every time they do an interview and whoever it is, they sort of get asked like, hey, well, you know, what's up with the way that you went about your offseason this year? So they do come off as being adamant, and partly because they keep just getting posed that question. But I think you're right. I mean, the way Mike Petriello and Will Leach of my friends from MLB.com, they did a ranking yesterday. I shared this on Twitter of a ranking of teams' likelihood of winning the World Series. And the New York Yankees, won't surprise you, were number one, and the Dodgers were number two, and the Brewers were 19. And in the blurb, the way they basically put it was, you know, there's like the outside perception is that there's a lack of urgency for a team that has arguably the best player in its league in Christian Yelich in the absolute prime of his career. And, you know, I think that's fair. I mean, because they didn't make those big moves to bring in like really notable players to surround him with. They didn't sign a big time starter. They didn't sign Josh Donaldson for third base. But I do think that somewhat lost in it is, you know, if they are a team that values depth as much as they do and trying to get that good matchup in games, I think David Stearns is somewhat getting a little less credit than maybe he should for, you know, like strength in numbers is a way to do it. I mean, that's obviously the strategy they're using. And I do give David Stearns some credit for just making some creative signings and on a rather limited budget, bringing in some players who look like they can help. I mean, Abascal Garcia, we have not spent very much time talking about, but this is a pretty good player. That's a pretty good big league player. And it allows him to put Christian Yelich maybe in a more natural position in left field. And they signed a 28-year-old who's a pretty good major leaguer, and they got him on a 2-year deal. Like, there's some creativity in some of the stuff he did this offseason. And if enough of those moves work, if enough of those moves turn out to be productive players, then you can see, okay, yeah, this could be a good baseball team. But look, we're using the word if, and that probably always is going to be a part of the conversation with this team. And it is, I can see the argument that it's when you have Christian Yelich in the absolute prime, you don't want to be saying if as much as we have to say about this Milwaukee Brewers team. But again, that's kind of the reality. That's the way they built this.
I do like the pickup of Garcia, and I think he's got a chance to be the everyday right fielder and not at the platoon with Braun out and right. So, I mean, I think, you know, Garcia's, you know, that Miller Park, I think, is tailor-made for a guy like this. Now, if he wins that everyday right field spot, I mean, where he gets to a point where you just can't take him out of lineup, where does that reduce Braun if Smoke is hitting over at first base?
Platoon guy? Again, you're using the if, and Justin Smoke's another really interesting if guy. Coming off a disappointing year, but they've got all this data now and a lot of these sort of internal numbers that they have. And Justin Smoke is a guy that I don't know that many fans are like rushing out to buy Justin Smoke jerseys, but I'll just tell you internally, they're really excited about what they have there because there are all these numbers that they can look at that don't show up in the batting average and on base and slugging where he had one of his best years ever in terms of just hitting the baseball hard, which is kind of the goal of the game, right? Hit the ball hard somewhere. And it just didn't show up in the numbers last year. So the Brewers are much higher on Justin Smoke, I think, than people are externally. And as far as if Smoke is as good as they think and Garcia is as good as they think, what does that mean for Ryan Braun? I guess I keep falling back to 2018 where – I mean, we spent so much time that spring training writing and thinking about how are they going to make this work with the pickup of Kane and Yelich, Domingo Santana coming off that huge year, Ryan Braun still, you know, with years to go. They just had too many players for not enough spots, and that ended up just working out. And it was, you know, Braun needing downtime. It was Domingo Santana not being as good as they thought that year. It just all worked. And that was even with Jesus Aguilar coming on a little bit. So I can't answer that. I don't know that anyone can answer that. Like if Garcia and Smoke are great, what does that mean for Ryan Braun? But I just know enough stuff happens in the course of a year that it kind of works itself out. And if it doesn't, they will be really happy because it means that they've got like too many good productive players and they can't get enough at bats to go around.
Adam McKelvey joining us, Chuck and Winkler. We all know a couple, maybe a few, that you know that the marriage isn't going to last. The divorce is going to be ugly. This is how I feel about the Brewers and Josh Hader. I think that as early as last year, I was thinking, look, I don't think they ever want to pay this guy. They don't want to give him the multi-year extension. Or they don't want to buy out the arbitration. They talk in arbitration. He wants $6 million. They want to give him $4 million. They give him $4 million. And then you see this Ken Rosenthal report where apparently the Brewers brought up the tweets that he said when he was a kid in the arbitration hearing. I know that Stearns and these guys say nobody likes this process, but that seems like it's crossing a line a little bit to me. It seems like they want to milk and get everything out of Hader that they can without having to pay him any penny more than they have to. And I think I don't think we're going to be in for it's going to be a ugly break at some point, I think, Adam.
Well, again, this gets boring for people, but again, this is the arbitration process that you're mad about. It's not the negotiation tactic.
So who on the Brewers is like, hey, let's make sure we bring up these tweets that we defended. We stood by him, but now we got to pay him. So let's bring it back up.
Yeah, but that's the process. That's why they always want to make a settlement before getting to that point. And first of all, the Brewers used like a lawyer for the arbitration hearing. So people understand it wasn't David Stearns standing at the lectern and reading these tweets. it's some lawyer from outside the organization. Now, Stern, the members of the organization are there, but it's not them making that presentation. But again, it's the process that's in place for Major League Baseball. And when it gets to that point of a hearing, it's much more, you know, the sides are set in stone because that's the way the process works, because it's one figure or the other. And those figures are set on precedent. We went through this kind of last week. So I still think you're more mad about the arbitration process than about the relationship between the Brewers and Josh Hader. I mean, Hader's been in there. If there is lingering anger and he's going to go out somehow less motivated this season because of that, I would be absolutely just...
No, he'll be more motivated and pitch better and it'll work.
Well, yeah. I mean, again, and that's the ugly process again. I don't know. It would be great if the sides could, like, come up with a multi-year deal. Again, it would take a four-year deal at this point because Hader was a Super 2 in arbitration, so that means he's got to go through that four times. And when they do, like, an extension, almost always the team will want to get 1 year of free agency out of it. If they're going to invest guaranteed dollars in a player instead of going year to year, you want to sort of come away with something for it, and often that is a year post-free agency. So it would be a four-year deal. You're talking about, because of the way the salaries escalate in arbitration, you know, you're talking about starting at a big number in year one and going up from there. So it would be a significant 4-year contract. And David Stearns hasn't really like let us into his thinking on that. I'll just say they haven't done that for any other relief pitcher. Now, there aren't other relief pitchers like Josh Hader, so that's the counter-argument to that. But there is so much risk in relievers going, you know, from year to year. We saw that in 2019 with what happened to Jeremy Jeffress and Corey Knebel, that doing a four-year deal with a max effort, you know, multi-inning, gangly, thin pitcher like Josh, you know, Josh Hader is still coming into his body, kind of. He feels like, we talked to him for this silly best shape of his life story I did. He feels like he's still getting stronger, filling out. So his body's changing. I don't know. There's so many factors going on there. A 4-year deal for Josh Hader to me would represent pretty significant risk. Now the reward is he's the best reliever in baseball right now. And if he stays that for the next 4 years, you've got yourself a good deal. But from the Brewers' point of view, because our arbitration works, they've got him for the next three. It's just a matter of setting the salary every year. So they seem pretty content going year to year, and I guess we'll see if that changes.
We'll stay updated with you today, Brewers.com, and then on Twitter, Adam McKelvey. You guys are talking to Jacob Nottingham a little bit later, the catcher.
Yeah.
Got hit yesterday. What do we expect out of that?
Well, it sounds like good news. Our old friend Robert Murray got word that he heard no fractures. I haven't heard that yet. We're going to get that this morning. But it's, you know, he was moving his hand a little bit. I think they just wanted to get it checked out. So I'm guessing good news, but hold off on making that official until we hear a little bit from Jacob Nottingham and shortly.
Adam McKelvey, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com, MLB.com. Thank you, Adam. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Adam.
See you guys.
Adam McKelvey joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? Well, if it has, that's okay. A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.